Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out all the great articles and podcasts. Tons of great articles and great shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. And it's updated daily, so be sure to go check it out if you have not done so yet today. And while you're there, please share those articles. We appreciate it a great deal. It helps out all the contributors over at AmericaOutLoud.com. So when you share those podcasts and articles, we do appreciate it. You could go to the After Dark Show tab and find our full archive of shows. Robin, I've got over 100 shows up at AmericaOutLoud.com. And we're really proud of what we've built over there. So if you guys got some free time on your hands and want to listen to some great podcasts, we've interviewed so many great conservative candidates, head on over to the After Dark section at AmericaOutLoud.com. And you can learn about a lot of candidates. I think we interviewed over 30 candidates in the past year. So a lot of great conservative candidates you could find in our archives. You know, Rob, what I want to start off the show talking about is how stubborn some of these Democrat liberals are. I mean, when President Trump was in office, we had low gas prices, groceries were a normal price, inflation hadn't skyrocketed, the border was under control, foreign policy was fantastic, we weren't involved in any altercations that weren't under control, we didn't have dictators from powerful countries threatening us. You just look at everything was better when President Trump was in office, and it was obvious to see. Another thing that is obvious is these Democrats who just will not admit that they are wrong. We see it with President Trump and Joe Biden, and we're seeing it once again with this vaccine and the jab. Stephen Colbert, the late night talk show host, who I do not think is funny whatsoever, apparently has came down with COVID-19 again. I'm not sure how many times this makes. I know it's at least two or three. But if you've ever listened to Steven, he's the type of guy that'll tell you, don't just get one jab, don't just get two jabs, get three jabs. As soon as a fourth jab comes out, he'll be first in line to take it and advocate for it. Yet you just have this guy keep getting sick with COVID. These people will never admit that they are wrong, even when they're wrong. They would rather just be in denial and not admit anything that they were wrong about than ever come out and admit it. I mean, Joe Biden has been a disaster, and anyone who tries to make it sound like it's been anything else just does not sound like they have any credibility left whatsoever. It's just like the people that come up with these condemnations just refuse to admit it. Rob, what are your thoughts on Stephen Colbert getting COVID again and all these Democrats who will just never admit when they were wrong?
You know, Andrew, we've been talking about COVID for the past 18 months or more, and the misinformation coming from the left about COVID, the vaccine, and wearing the mask. And what we've seen during that time frame is that everything that they've said about COVID has been misinformation. I think when it started out, they were truthful. If you recall, Dr. Fauci, who later became Dr. Fraud, had said that there's nothing to worry about. It's just like the flu. But I think somewhere along the lines, they got the memo that, wait a minute, we could use this to our benefit. We could use this to scare the population. We could use this to cheat in the election. So you need to reverse what you're saying and say that this thing is actually deadly, because we know if you do it, Trump is going to say, nope, 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 it is not. It is just like the flu. And although he would be right, but we're going to make it so that people don't trust him and don't believe him. And lo and behold, that's what they did. Because if you look back when this thing first came out, Dr. Fauci was on TV telling everybody, don't worry about it. It's like the flu. Live your regular life. This is going to play itself out. Nancy Pelosi was on tape saying, oh, come on, folks, come to Chinatown in San Francisco. Let's have a party. Don't be afraid. Even the governor of New York and the mayor said, come on, let's have a party. Come on, folks, don't be afraid. Get out of the house. But then the memo came out. Social media got the memo. Hollywood elites got the memo. And they put fear in everyone's heart. So much fear that people stopped going to the doctors for treatment that they needed. dialysis, chemo, radiation treatment, going in to see if their high blood pressure was the way it should be or not. All of that stuff was put on hold because people were afraid they didn't want to die. And then when people did go in, they were so sick, they had to be put on ventilators. And remember, a lot of the doctors were telling people, hey, if you have these conditions, you more than likely have COVID, but do not come into the hospital because we're trying to take care of the other people. And Andrew, just like that, the flu took a backseat to COVID. The flu almost disappeared. I think, in fact, it did disappear. Everyone got the flu, but everyone was getting COVID. And those people that were getting COVID were told, do not go to the hospital because we can't see you right now. You'll be okay. So how is it that they managed to scare everyone to say, oh, look at the people that are dying? CNN, MSNBC, they had the death count. People were looking at the numbers. They were reading the obituaries. Is my name there? Is my neighbor's name there? Who's going to be there next? All over the world, people were being afraid and, oh, we got to shut down. We got to shut down. And then they finally shut down. And that's when the Democrats stepped in with their diabolical plan to steal the election and to steal our freedoms and everything else. The rest is history. Fast forward, 2022, we got vaccines, we got boosters, although Biden said that when he entered the White House, they didn't have any vaccines. And then Dr. Fauci fraud came on and said, I don't know what he's talking about because we did have vaccines. You see, now they're starting to eat each other up. The lies, that they're getting confused with the lies, Andrew. I said, wait, didn't we? And remember, Joe and Kelly even said that if Trump was responsible for the vaccine, I wouldn't take it. Don't take it. So, of course, people weren't going to take it because you guys told them not to. They were sheeples.
Yeah. And what percentage of people you think that we heard advocating for this vaccine so big last summer and telling people that they deserve to be fired, or if they don't get the vaccine, they don't deserve any medical treatment if they end up getting COVID-19. What percentage of those people do you actually think would ever come back and say, you know what, I was wrong. This vaccine is not working like we thought it was going to work. It's pretty much been proven at this point. It is not nearly as effective as what we were told it was. Yet you have so many on the left-hand side of things that will just never come to admit that.
They will never admit it, Andrew, because their pride won't allow them to admit it. They have to stick with the status quo. They have to stick with the misinformation that they've been putting out there. And they love it. They enjoy it. And like I said, they're now stumbling over each other with who said what, who did what, when, where, and how. And I didn't say this. Oh, but you did say it. Oh, did we? How could this be? And now Stephen Colbert, who devoted a show to a line dance to get the jab. And he's there dancing around and prancing and smiling and everything. And lo and behold, he now has COVID. And he had all the shots. I think he had the two shots. Then I think he had two boosters. And I thought he had had COVID before, but I guess he hadn't. But it doesn't matter. Because look at Jen Psaki, the former White House press secretary, as of last Friday, because she's now going to go on hiatus while she grooms and drooms and does everything else for her show that's going to come out in the fall on PMSNBC. Just in time for the election, just in time for her to spin it for Biden's camp. Because Biden, of course, is not on the ballot, because this is just the midterm election with senators and representatives. So she's going to spin everything that they did to try to convince you to vote for them, which is a lie, which is misinformation, because they did absolutely nothing but gave us high inflation, a supply chain problem. 13 soldiers killed in Afghanistan because of the horrible withdrawal. They gave us the Ukraine-Russia war because Biden was busy doing something else and saying, oh, Russia's not going to go in. Russia is going to go in. And secretly, they're trying to help the Ukrainians so that they can overthrow Russia so Biden can say, oh, look at what I did, but it's not going to work. Oh, and by the way, they also gave us the baby formula shortage. They told us that men could have babies and all this other crazy stuff. So she's going to assume her new job just in time to spend all that nonsense although she's had COVID, I think like twice, three times, she'll probably get it again. But who's counting? Who's counting any of this stuff? Who's keeping record? Who's keeping count? COVID is just, you know, just like the flu now, they're trying to say. But that's how these people deceive us. They tell us one thing and they do yet another. They scare us, keep us locked up inside while they're out partying. Remember Nancy Pelosi? She was going out telling everybody else, oh, you can't get your hair done. Do your hair yourself. So people were coming on TV with these mullets. Women had these bushy eyebrows. Men had bushy beards. But not Nancy Pelosi. Our girl Nancy Pelosi, she decided to go into a beauty salon and she was walking in with authority and power and maskless. And then once they exposed it, she attacked the salon. She wanted people to go out and protest because, you know, they're good at telling people to go protest. They're good at these intimidation things. Oh, God, have you seen it? Look at what they're doing to the Supreme Court. They're outside protesting. And Merrick Garland, the person that they wanted to be the on the Supreme Court, he thinks nothing of it. Now, some of you say, well, but the Constitution says we can protest. Yes, the Constitution says you can protest. But the U.S. Code 18 U.S.C. 1507 says that it is a crime to picket outside of a judge's residence. And an intimidation factor, which is what they're doing. And they even asked Chuck Schumer, Chuck, is this right? And he says, oh, come on, it's part of the job. Biden said it's part of the job. None of them have denounced it. And the media, they're not going to call them out on it because they want that. They want the judges to be intimidated. Clarence Thomas came out and said, shame, 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 shame. Whoever released this, even if he's questioning the new judges. No, I don't know if he's questioning the new conservative judges, or could it be that he's questioning Ketanji Brown Jackson or the two liberal judges that Obama put on the court? He's definitely questioning the judgment of someone. But hey, this is just another day in the life of the Democrats. Intimidation, scare tactics, do what we tell you to do, or we're going to come after you. And never mind January 6th. I mean, that in itself, like I said, a college boy prank, we should have already been moved on beyond that. But no, they're going to hold on to it as long as they can. And the only reason why they're doing it, I think, is because Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, two Republicans. Just like, see, this validates what we're doing because we have two Republicans that are siding with us. Yeah, but you had other Republicans like Jim Jordan, who you could have put on the committee, but you didn't want them there because you know they would have gone after the truth. That this is a one big circus that the Democrats created. And of course, they're going to release all the tapes with Kevin McCarthy saying, oh, Trump, and he needs to resign, and I question this, and yes, we're going to impeach him. And then you have Steve Scalise, he's saying some stuff. And, you know, they already have this information in their back pocket. They're now trying to release it to embarrass him. Now, in my opinion, Kevin McCarthy should not be the Speaker of the House should Republicans gain control of the House. But that's neither here nor there. What they're doing is trying to embarrass them and have the American people to think, see that? See that? His own party, Trump's own party, they were even saying that he should be impeached and that he's no good. You see that? Yeah, but look at what they're saying about Biden. Look at what Democrats are saying in private about Biden. And some of them don't even want him to campaign for them. Look at Tim Ryan in Ohio. He's staying far and clear from Joe Biden. And he's now coming out saying, Andrew, I don't know if you heard him the other day, he's saying, oh, and by the way, I supported Trump, and I said that we need to curb all these illegals that are coming in, and we need to keep Title 42. See, he's saying that because he wants Trump voters to think, wait a minute, he's for Trump, and he's a Democrat. We've got to vote for him. He don't like you. He's just saying it just to get your vote, and the moment he gets your vote, he's going to turn his back on you and look the other way and say, thank you for your vote, but I've got to do something else. So don't be deceived. I mean, but he's staying clear of Joe Biden because they all know Joe Biden is senile. Joe Biden is coming up. Don't know if he's going or coming. but he's supposed to be at the top. And he's just like making it happen. But this is how they operate. So I'm not surprised at all that Stephen Colbert, his show is now on hiatus. Because he's got COVID. But I thought the vaccine was supposed to help that. And he was like religiously wearing the mask. And attacking everyone else for not wearing the mask. I mean, the same thing happened with Kamala Harris. She had gotten both shots. One booster. And when she got the second booster, April 1st, April Fool's Day, I don't know if they gave her like a foolish shot or they didn't give it to her at all. Next week, bam, she got COVID. A look at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Jonathan Carl, he got COVID. He was all in the face of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But we're told, oh, don't worry about that. He wasn't in their face. He wasn't next to them. Well, yes, he was. We saw it for ourselves. But they're telling you, don't believe your eyes. Believe the narrative that we're spinning. And so many people, Andrew, are believing the narratives that these guys are spinning. They're believing it. As opposed to saying, no, we see this with our own eyes that Joe, there's a problem. And we need to have a cognitive test done. But don't believe your eyes. Believe what we're saying. Joe is fine. He will be all right.
And you remember the media demanded that President Trump take a test, and he took it and passed with flying colors. Apparently, he's just fine. Joe Biden, they're just giving him a complete pass. And we all know this guy is senile. He is not with it mentally, and he is not fit to be president of the United States. But we see this corrupt media continue to make excuses for him time and time again. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app for free to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
While many things we hear are lies, we know one thing is true. Viruses exist and people get sick. Look, there's no guaranteed way to keep from getting sick, but there is a way to reduce your chances. Cofix RX, the original povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that you hear Dr. McCullough talking about, provides an additional, invisible layer of protection from colds, flu, coronaviruses, and more. Click the banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with Cofix RX.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Let the silent voices be heard. It was the rallying call that started it all. It's a wide spectrum of programming, from world and political news to societal and cultural stories. 6 amazing years of news blogs, informative podcasts, and great talk radio. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Folks, and we're back. We had a really great time talking about the misinformation of COVID-19 that has like been around since, I think, the past 18 or 24 months, Andrew. But hey, who's counting? I'm counting, and I'm looking at all those individuals who said, wear that mask, take that vaccine, take the booster, and yet and still, they got COVID-19. I hope they get well. Now, next thing I want to talk about, Andrew. Have you heard about this push for the government to step in and to pay people's college debt? Can you imagine? I wonder if they would pay off my credit cards. I wonder if they would pay off people's mortgages or car payments or any payment. Hey, not making the amount of money that I thought I was going to make when I went to college. I need for the government to come in and take this away from me. Never mind the fact, Andrew, that for years, for centuries, it has always been you make the debt, you pay the debt. Why should the government come in and bail you out? We're always bitching and moaning about government bailing out Wall Street. Why should they come in and bail you out? You didn't have to make the debt. Now, we know that people were told that if you go to college, you'll be able to get a high-paying job, you'll be able to do this and that. Yeah, but during that time, Andrew, this was like probably during the 50s, I think only like 28% of Americans were going to college. Now, college has been made accessible that I think like almost 80 or 90% of Americans are going to college. Now, that's not to say that they finish college, okay, but they're going. And there are more women that are entering college than men. I wonder why is that? Well, I know why it is, because they're beating men up so badly and saying men are bad that men are saying, hey, screw this, I can't take it anymore. But to pay the college debt off, I was watching a program the other day, and this one woman had said that she had gone to business school. I think she went to Columbia University, and she incurred all this debt, and she's now in a job, and she's not making enough to pay the debt off right away. And she said it'll probably be years, like 20 years or so, before she's able to pay it off. So now she's looking at going back to school, yet another debt, and getting a law degree. Now, I work in the financial industry, and a lot of people in the financial industry have law degrees. They're not using it, but for some reason, people look at that and go, oh, wow, this is impressive. I guess because they're thinking that, oh, well, they can think analytically and they're smart. Nah, no, not at all. I've worked with a lot of them and they're not. They just have a huge debt and that's it. And if I can add this also, simply because you went to law school and got a law degree does not mean that you are an attorney. You're only an attorney if you are licensed and you're practicing. And even if you're not practicing, you have to be licensed. So you can say as much as you want, oh, I'm an attorney. No, you're not. I'm a lawyer. No, you're not. You went to law school. Okay? Let's just establish that right off the bat. That being said, you have a lot of people that are out there with law degrees. And they're in corporate America. They're in finance because you get paid more money when you're in finance compared to any other job. I mean, you can really, you know, get a lot of money if you're not going to practicing law if you go to finance. They will pay you handsomely. But yet still, we have some people out there that their debt is more than they're being paid. Some people have like debt of $200,000 and they're only making $50,000 or $60,000. Now you got to add into, they've got rent, they've got to pay their utilities and their other expenditures. So how can they make that payment? And that payment, that college education payment, has interest on it, compound interest. So they're paying that also. So now people have decided that, oh my God, I can't pay this. Who can pay it? Let the government pay it for us. Now, no one ever thought to say, why don't you ask the universities to pay it? The universities that have these huge endowments from people that have graduated from there, they're continuing to give money. Why don't you ask them to pay it off? The universities that are relying on the government to give you student loans to give to them, so they can pay their staff and they can have these huge budgets and they can bring in all these crazy classes like basket weaving and diversity. You can get a degree in diversity. A degree in diversity, really? What does that degree do? Teach you how to be a segregationist? Because that's basically what it is, Andrew. Let's just think about it. Diversity. So you're going to go and you're going to say, oh, I got so many of these people, I got so many of that, so many genders. Oh, we need to segregate all these people because we don't have enough. But leave it to our great learning educational fields, institutions rather, to get people to think, oh, you need us. You need us. We will guarantee you a job. Yeah, you'll guarantee me a job, but a job working where? And making how much? I remember when Trump was in office and he said, we need to bring vocational schools back. When I was in school, vocational school, people look down on it. It's like, oh, you want to go to Votech? Don't go to Votech. No, go to high school, you know, finish up, go to college. But college was not going to necessarily get me that high-paying job, as so many people are finding out. And when you look at it, a lot of people that are out there working in the world, they're not working in the field that they went to college for. They're in a completely different field. Some of them manage to stumble up in the field. Some of them don't. You look at a lot of these journalists that are on TV, they didn't go to school for journalism. And it's kind of evident when you really look at it because they don't know what the hell they're doing. But then there are some that did go and they still don't know what they're doing. But yet and still, we want the government to come in and pay off my debt. Now, Andrew, Google's doing something rather unique because they're now offering classes online for coding. That's the word. I couldn't think of it when we were doing our pre-work, but coding, teaching individuals how to code and computer programming so they can get a certificate and go out and get a job, because a lot of jobs are looking for coders. Now, I'm not to say this is the most interesting job. Some people like it, some people don't, especially if you're into gaming, like wow, this is the greatest thing to slice bread, and you can make a lot of money if you get with the right group. But just like anything else, once the field becomes overly saturated, the salaries don't move, they'll just stay the same. But would you care if you don't have that huge debt on your back? So it just goes back to, why should we have to pay it? And that's who would be paying it. And we did a show about this once before, Andrew, pay off my debt, I can't afford it. But why should taxpayers have to pay for something that you knowingly went out and got? And now we're going to like, oh, don't worry about it, we'll pay for it. Why?
Yeah, they shouldn't. America's bread and butter is the blue collar, hardworking workers that we have all across this country. You look at a lot of things that have been around for a long time, like auto factories and electricians and work like that. Like you said, things that you can get at trade schools or not even have to go to college at all for, you can jump right in and get a fairly high paying job right out of high school in some cases here in America. And it's a lot of these jobs that the left is trying to take away because of climate change policies or whatever, that have been the institution of so many American families making a great salary just for decades now. And college was not even a thing for a lot of American families, 50, 60 years ago. And it just seems like somewhere along time, people thought everybody had to go to college. And you've got so many of these students who are going to school, getting good grades, earning their degree, and then they're waiting afterwards because there aren't any jobs in their field. So many people are taking these fields that there aren't any jobs for, and we see that time and time again. And because they selected a bad thing to get a degree for, now they want the government to come in and pay off their debt. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry for the people who've got a bachelor's or a master's degree and they can't find any work in their field. But that's just the way it goes. You should have picked a better field when you decided to invest all this money into going to school for your future. So that's just the way I look at it. I have no sympathy for these people who own large amounts of college debt. They made bad decisions in their life, and the government should not bail them out. There's nice houses all over the place. I'd like to just buy a house and have the government come and bail me out and pay for the house at some point. But that wouldn't happen, and it shouldn't happen with student loan debt.
It shouldn't happen, and people should pay their debt. You make the debt, you pay your debt off. But I think one of the things also that I think is a problem is that, like I said, you have these universities. They know that the government is going to give these students loans. I remember back in the day when I was in school, you would have these credit card companies descending up on college campuses telling kids, hey, you can get a credit card. And kids would go get a credit card. No type of collateral, just, oh, get a credit card. They would run a credit card job. And then that was another bill that they were saddled with, more debt, paying off the credit card. And I think it was, I don't know if it was Elon Musk, who said that only in America, if you were to try, if an 18-year-old were to go out and try to get a business loan, a loan to open up a business, the bank wouldn't give it to them. But if they said, hey, I need a loan to go to school, well, here you go, sign the dotted line. It's like, but that's more riskier than a business loan. Or they're both the same. Because how do you know that I'm going to finish college? Well, regardless, you're going to have to pay it. Well, the same thing with the business loan. And with the business loan, you might have a little bit more protection because the person can file for bankruptcy. But go figure. And you have these companies. I'm seeing this so many times when they're advertising. Remember when I first started out working, I would read these one ads and it would say, this position requires a four-year college degree. Four-year college degree, why? What for? What is that going to help me? How is that going to help me? And some would say, yeah, but it would show that you were disciplined, that you were able to graduate high school and spend 4 years of being structured. Structured how? Most kids went into college and they were partying. Even some attorneys, they partied their 4 years, and then they got serious. Well, they partied the first 3 years, and they got serious the last year. Then they say, okay, now I'm going to go to law school. So why do you need a four-year college degree to work at a bank or any financial institution? Because when you get there, they're going to train you and teach you their ropes as to what needs to happen. You just don't go in automatically knowing how, oh, this is how this works. No, someone has to train you. Then someone would say, yeah, but look at the trades and all that. Well, that's just innate. You reading on your own and understanding how the markets work. You go to Wall Street, a lot of people on Wall Street, a lot of the most successful traders don't necessarily have business degrees, but they understand how the markets work. And I would say people who know how to gamble, you would be good at that job. You go in, you would understand the puts and the, you know, everything else that's going on, the straddles. So it doesn't necessarily mean you need a college degree, a business degree, to understand that, just the know-how. But yet still companies will say, you need a four-year college degree. Whereas someone who doesn't have it could probably step in that role. I mean, I know many roles that are out there in corporate America I've seen. I'm like, anybody could come in and do this. Why does a person necessarily need a four-year college degree? And then the thought process would be, well, we can't give it to someone who doesn't have a four-year college degree because that person who has a four-year college degree, I mean, they really decided to spend 4 years of their life to be committed and devoted, whereas this person just went from high school and it's just not right. What's not right about it? The person without the degree is probably a lot more smarter and you can probably mold them. But you see, this is how backwards our society is. And again, when this all started out decades ago, everyone wasn't going to college. And now you have a lot of people out there with college degrees. It's oversaturated and you only have too few jobs. And those few jobs require a four-year college degree when in essence, it really doesn't. And I was looking at a program the other night. I think it was a female who was over IBM. And another gentleman who was over a Fortune 500 company who was trying to move away from that. And they were trying to get these companies to realize that you really don't need college graduates to do this job. A high school graduate could do the job also. So why don't you just take that away? And people, well, we've got to train them. No, you've got to train the person with the four-year college degree also. Then it went from four-year college degree to I've got to get my master's. Because I'll get more pay. And believe it or not, for some companies, if you have a master's, they'll give you more pay. But why? That's just more debt that this person have incurred. A person without a master's can still do the job. I don't have a master's degree. I've thought about it, but I'm like, I don't want to spend any more money. Why should I? When I can learn this. I mean, I've worked alongside people with master's degrees. I've had working under me people who had law degrees. I don't have a law degree. I understand the law. I read it. But there are certain jobs I don't think require advanced degrees. Now, if you're a lawyer, if you're going to practice, yes, you need a law degree. If you're a doctor, not a doctor like Jill Biden, don't get it confused. I'm talking about a medical doctor. Now, I'm sure Jill thinks that she can go into an operating room and start doing surgery. Whoopi Goldberg definitely thinks that she can do that, Andrew. She thinks that Jill Biden can go inside of a surgery room and start, you know, hand me the scalpel, hand me this. She thinks that. But Jill is not that kind of doctor. Jill only has a PhD, a doctor of philosophy. And she just read a couple more books and did a term paper and they say, hey, we grant you this degree, PhD. Not a medical license. Don't get it confused. But these other professions, no. I mean, like, do you really need it? I remember I had an accountant who didn't necessarily have an accountant degree, but he knew accounting. You go to H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt or some of these other things, a lot of those individuals don't have accounting degrees, but they're good at numbers. So we really do need to rethink this in society, Andrew, because I think that there are a lot of, if we were to rethink it and bring back vocational schools, classes, as opposed to this sex ed stuff that is not going to get you anywhere. But think about it. They're more concerned with sex education and teaching it to our young kids as opposed to giving them vocational training. How dumb and stupid is that? If we were to move away from that, I think our society would possibly be heading on the right track. That's just my two cents, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. No free rides for anybody. This would just be a complete disaster for Joe Biden if he decides to cancel any student loan debt, because there's so many Americans that would feel like they've been taken advantage of unfairly, that they went and paid their student loan debt. Or in other cases, people who didn't go to college because they didn't want to rack up debt, completely being left aside if Joe Biden decided to do this. We've got a great product to tell you guys about. Head on over to HealthyCell.com. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out HealthyCell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. Some of these nutritional companies want you to take 5 or 6 pills. Not Healthy Cell. You just take one pack in the morning and you're done for the day. Head on over to HealthyCell.com and use the promo code OUTLOUD to save 20% off your first order. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Okay, folks, the last half of the show. We're going to make it a little lighthearted. But first, I want to say one thing, then I'll go into the fun stuff. Texas Supreme Court, there's a ruling there that I think is a win for conservatives, actually a win for families, a win for our to protect the most vulnerable amongst us, our children. The Texas Supreme Court ruled on last Friday that it will allow the state to investigate parents with transgender youth to go in and make certain that these parents aren't abusing them. When I say abusing them, meaning that these parents aren't forcing these kids into doing something or committing to something that they really don't want. Because we see now with our schools, if a kid were to say, I'm kind of confused, I don't know if I'm going or coming, the school counselors and psychiatrists and social workers would immediately say, you know what? I think you're transgender. Without any type of test being done or counseling, they'll just immediately say, I think you're transgender. Let's put you on the transgender pills. And because these kids are so emotional, they'll do it, not knowing that this might not be for me. So to me, that's a win. And I hope Texas gets it right. And I hope other states will follow suit. I hope Florida would do the same thing. We know that Ron DeSantis in Florida, he's really kicking butt and pushing back on this. And we need more people to push back, because what's being pushed on our children is wrong, and it is child abuse, Andrew, plain and simple. It's child abuse. Now, that being said, I want to talk about, you guys know about the slap heard around the world during the Oscars. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, and that's still ongoing. They banned Will Smith from the Oscars for a decade. I mean, who really cares? The Oscars has been like kind of drabby anyway, and not everyone goes to the Oscars. But of course, since he won for Best Actor, he would have returned in 2023 to present the award for Best Actor. But he's not going to do it. They're going to get someone else. But who cares? Because the Oscars, just like the Pulitzer Awards, is all for show. It's just, it's meaningless. You look at the Washington Post. They won all these Pulitzers for covering Russia collusion. And we now know that there was no Russia collusion. So, Andrew, do you think they're going to give the award back? And should they give the award back, in your opinion?
They should take the award back, but I don't think they will. Definitely not. And Will Smith, I've heard about this newest rumor floating around that maybe Jada Pinkett Smith had an affair with Chris Rock at some point, which is actually out there now, which it sounds like is pretty humiliating for Will Smith. I mean, imagine having a wife and her reputation was that she sleeps around on you all the time, including with some famous actor that's out cutting jokes on her. I mean, to say that Will Smith must feel like a beta male would be an understatement with the way that Jada has positioned herself and treated him in the past.
Well, Jada is a very special kind of woman that you want to stay away from. And I guess this whole thing with the open relationship is true. And I can only imagine the people that she probably, you know, had designs for and probably slept with. I don't think that he necessarily, you know, slept around, because I remember reading an article about him. And I don't know if our viewers knew this or not, but he and Mariah Carey kind of started out at the same time. And at one point, they were really good friends. And this was before they hit the big time. And Mariah Carey said that he was the perfect gentleman, that, you know, he was like a brother, that they were always hanging out together. And then eventually their careers took different paths. He started acting and she started singing. But she says she always thinks back at those moments rather fondly, because he never tried anything on her. Now, we all know that he was married at one point to some woman by the name of Cherie, and that marriage didn't work out. I don't know why it didn't work out, but he had a kid by her. And then he stumbled upon Jada Pinkett because she appeared on his show, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And apparently he was smitten by her, but she wasn't smitten by him. And she didn't even want to marry him, but she got pregnant and she cried and said, okay, I guess I will do it. But, you know, I'll say to men out there, be careful with who you fall in love with. Be careful with who you give your heart to. And the same thing with women. But you have to be extra careful. You look at Johnny Depp. Now, in my opinion, Johnny Depp is a complete train wreck. You look way back in the day when he was dating Kate Moss, Winona Ryder, and all these other little Hollywood starlets. He was always psycho. But then he found Amber Heard, Miss Poopy. And if you wonder why I'm calling her Poopy, go read some of the stories and you'll see why I'm calling her Miss Poopy. Or should I say Miss Bed Poopy, the bed pooper. He got entangled with her. Now, entangle is a word that Jada Smith would use, Andrew. But I'm going to use it also. So he got entangled with her. And now look at what she's bringing his life to. And they're now having a huge divorce and it's being played out in the public. And so many of these other characters, Andrew, they have these divorces and it's played out in the public. Do you remember Michael Strahan, who's on Good Morning America? When he was a football player, he was married and he had a divorce that was played out in the public also in the news. Now he's some just little like righteous man and everyone loves him because he says the right political thing and he's this, he's that. But I remember when things weren't so kind to him. And you get a lot of people that are like, and look at Alec Baldwin. He was married to Kim Basinger. And you would have thought there it was a marriage in heaven. You know, we should have had Heather Robinson, our frequent guest, on, because she loves talking about this kind of stuff. But I've just been reading bits and pieces, but he was married to Kim Basinger at one point. And apparently, Andrew, the story goes, is that their marriage hit a rocky point when it was alleged that Bill Clinton and Kim Basinger kind of knocked the boats there. You know, this stuff always happens in Hollywood. But now, you know, he's moved on to Hilaria, who claims that she was from Spain. And I don't know if you guys saw that whole episode with her being on Good Morning America, or was it the Today Show? And she, no, it was Good Morning America. And she was making some type of salad because she's a, I think she's a yoga enthusiast and she trains people. So she was making some salad. She claims that she, you know, she swears by. So she was chopping up cucumbers. And I don't know why she did this, but she goes, okay, now what is this here? What do you Americans call it? Cucumber? No, I'm stuttering because that's what she did. Cucumber. This woman was born and bred in Connecticut, but she claimed that she couldn't pronounce cucumber. Another liberal elitist trying to pass for being something that she's not. And then she comes out and says, once it was exposed, oh, you know, but I am from Spain. No, you want to be from Spain by way of Connecticut. And why people allowed her to go on perpetrating this lie for all this time is beyond my realm of thinking. But Andrew, this is how the left has it. This is what they do. Now, someone else I want to comment on, a story that you brought up the other day, Andrew, and this is on Melania Trump not being on Vogue magazine, because there was a special that came on this weekend. I think she was on Fox News with Pete Hegseth, and she was talking about it and whatnot. And then I started thinking, I'm like, you know, Anna Wintour, who is the ice queen, the queen of fashion. And if you're going to make it, you got to go through Anna, the woman with the glasses. And she puts on the Met Gala and she gives you a thumbs up or a thumbs down as if you're in the right or if you're in the wrong. And here's my thing, Andrew. I wonder, why hasn't the woke society ever caught up with her? I'm serious. I think they should. Because when you look at Vogue magazine, hardly ever was there a woman of color on Vogue magazine. Hardly ever were women of color ever represented in Vogue magazine. Now, I'm sure Anna Wintour is shaking in her boots because she knows that if the right crowd were to focus in on that, they would counsel her like there was no tomorrow. She's 72 years old. And I'm going to put it out there. All of you wokies, you lefty wokies, you need to look at Anna Wintour because she has done more damage to women of color than anyone because all she had to do was lead the way. Now, some of you would say, well, she put Michelle Obama on the cover of the magazine. Yeah, that was after the fact. If Michelle Obama had been the first lady, she would have never gone on. So what has Anna been waiting for all these years? I mean, Andrew, do you agree with me? I think they should look at her. I think they should look at her record and find out why she's been holding out all these years. She's 72 years old. No, she was friends with this guy, Andre Talley, who died recently. He was a, you know, one of the fashionistas and whatnot, but she never once put on Vogue magazine. And if she did, it was like half a second. She never promoted the color of women of, promoted the beauty of women of color. Why didn't she? I think they need to look into that, Andrew. What do you say? I really do. Just looking through my notes here. Go ahead.
Yeah, great points, Rob. And it's just another example of hypocrites on the left side of the aisle. If there was a Black First Lady of the United States, you got to wonder if the media would prop her up like they did Michelle Obama. And I would have to say, no, they would not, from their track record that we've seen before. I mean, you look at the way that they treat Justice Clarence Thomas. You look at the way that they treat Tim Scott or anyone who's Black in conservative, the media treats them completely different than what they would treat Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris, who are constantly lauded and put on these magazine covers and acted like they're brave and courageous women and all this other crap. But it's just the opposite reaction anytime you have a Black conservative achieve great things.
Yeah, and there are a lot of nice-looking Black conservatives that are out there. And I'm sure that there are a lot of Black conservatives and white conservatives also in Hollywood, but they're afraid to say anything lest they get canceled and they not be able to work. Now, I want to talk about one other thing. I know that we're coming up short on time, but have you heard this piece about this actor, Jesse Williams? He's on Broadway, and apparently someone leaked a picture of him, a nude picture of him. In the show, in the Broadway show, it has something to do with baseball, and the actors are nude. And I they're nude. I guess it's part of, to me, it's just gratuity nudes. I don't think it's needed. But of course, you know, hey, this is how Hollywood rolls. This is how these liberal folks go. So anyway, at the theater, he's nude. There's a shower scene. And he's not the only one, but and they tell the people that are coming in, you know, no cameras. But apparently someone decided to take a picture of his basket and they put it on the internet. And everyone's been talking about it. Now, this is the same Jesse Williams who, I mean, he's a fairly decent looking guy. But he came out a couple of years ago when this whole Black Lives Matter thing came out, and he was a staunch Black Lives Matter and you got to do this. And he was preaching and he was saying, you don't know what I'm going through, so you shut up. White people don't know what I'm going through, so shut up. And he was this and he was that, and he was married to a Black woman. He was just all out there. And I'm like, there's something not right about this guy. There's something not right about him. Now, I looked at his wife and I'm like, she seems rather homely. And apparently she helped him with his career. You know, fast forward, I think last summer, they found themselves in a bitter divorce. This is a woman that he claimed that he loved, and I worship the ground she walks on. Someone told him, dude, why are you with her? You need to dump her and find you another hot babe. And like clockwork, he dumped her. Now, he was also on, I think it was Grey's Anatomy. He was an actor on Grey's Anatomy. You know, I guess he was pretty successful. And now he's moved on to, the theater.
Yeah, what an absolute joke this guy is to want to go out and prance around with his schlong on the Broadway stage. But then he acts like he's offended and he can't take it when said pictures come out on the internet. It's like, dude, if you're going to be walking around with your junk out, the pictures are going to show up somewhere. So I don't know why he's surprised. It's pretty baffling to me why this is even a controversy. But I just looked it up and you're right. This guy is speaking out against it. He says he signed up to be nude on Broadway, not on social media.
Well, here's the other thing, Andrew. Now, he's speaking out against it. And what you bet, if you go and look at his Instagram account, you would probably see some risque pictures there. I mean, that's just like people who go on, you know, make these movies, these R-rated movies, and they take off their clothes, you know, even on HBO. But you don't hear a lot of about it now. But I'm like, what do you expect? Okay, you're there, and I don't know who took the picture. I'm like, why did you even take the picture? You could have probably Googled the guy, might have taken you some time, probably saw some risque pictures of him with the schlong and everything else hanging out. I mean, people are doing it all the time now. So why is it such, like you said, why is it such a big deal? If anything, it's going to give him popularity and more people are going to probably want to go to the show and go, oh, let's go see what he's packing. So why is he all up in arms? And I wouldn't at all, Andrew, be surprised if he leaked it or paid someone to do it. Just like with the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian and her sex tape, Pamela Anderson and her sex tapes, Paris Hilton and her sex tapes. At one point you had all these sex tapes coming out of entertainers. Oh, we want to show our sex tape. Oh, it was leaked. Oh, well, what happened is that we made the tape and then we returned the video and it was in the return videos. Give me a break. Yeah. What you were doing.
Quotation marks leaked.
Right. Leaked. Like, and then they just started making video copies of it. You know, Paris Hilton, a night in Paris Hilton, and she's doing all these things with Rick Solomon. I'm like, give me a break. This was by design. And now we find out that Kim Kardashian, she and her mom might have worked together. They were in cahoots to put her sex tape out there. And once it was out there, look at all the publicity, look at all the fame she has now with her fake junk in her trunk. Come on, girl. You know that's fake.
Yeah,
you don't get all that. Come on.
You're exactly right, Robin. Maybe I'm not cultured enough or something, but I don't know about you, but anytime I've ever seen like these Broadway plays with naked people or the Vegas showgirls, or who I'm not hating on, I like to see beautiful women naked as much as the next guy. But anytime I see this stuff, it's just like, these are naked people. I mean, it's not like some beautiful artistic thing like people like to make it out to be. I mean, you're going up on stage naked. I mean, that's the reality of it.
And you know what it is, Andrew, is that over time, you know, when we were young, you would see a picture, you know, you talk about pictures of naked people. You're like, oh, I want to see it. I want to see it. You know, naked people at the theater. But it has become so commonplace, people taking off their clothes, that it's like, it's no big deal. You hear, oh, this star leaked pictures. I'm like, oh, okay. This is just another naked body. You can see it anywhere on the internet. You can see it. You're in New York City. You can see it walking around on the streets. I remember once I saw a guy with a briefcase walking butt naked on the streets. What's the big deal? You know, also a couple of women decided, oh, we're going to go topless. I'm like, what's the big deal? You go to Times Square. You've got the naked cowboy in his tidy whities playing a guitar. You know, nothing but tidy whities and boots on. You have another woman who's old. She's probably like about in her 70s. She has on a thong and she has pasties over her nipples and she's singing around. And you've got other women with G-strings on with pasties on their nipples and they're popping around. Like, what's the big deal? So what's the big deal if a schlong is out there for everyone to see? Who cares? You see one schlong, you see the next schlong. I mean, come on. Why is his so special? Because he's Jesse Williams, who used to be on Grey's Anatomy. Next, write the check. Next, show me the next one. I mean, who cares?
Right.
Oh, what can I say?
And I like how this guy acts like it's such a big deal when what at least probably 98% of America couldn't picture this guy out of a photo lineup before they heard about this story. So this is exactly. Actually some great publicity for him, I guess. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.